Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from current research data, the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Distance Education Program, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Holly on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Now, here is Corey Holly and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, January 2005. In fact, welcome to a brand new year in health and fitness. I hope everyone out there is looking forward to a prosperous and exciting time. It's great to be alive and well. It's great to train and experience the true joy of health and fitness. Unlike the weather or world politics, our health is something we do have a great amount of direct control over. Like whether we exercise, move the body with purpose, eat the best of foods, or use high-quality supplements to strengthen our immune system and improve both our physical and mental performance. Health is a choice. I'm sure you'll agree that it takes hard work and dedication, but the benefits are well worth the effort. Last month, I reviewed some basic training principles with respect to plyometrics, the stability ball, balance boards, and yoga. Perhaps it's time to incorporate some of these training supplements into your own routine, or even take a Pilates or yoga class. Something new is always good for the learning experience, plus it helps keep your training enthusiasm up. Demonstrating improvement and reaching forward towards progress is the name of the game. On this month's edition of Clinical Review, and also because it's the new year, I'd like to include a commentary on natural drug-free bodybuilding, and then introduce my ABCs of sports nutrition, health, and fitness. There are two forms of bodybuilding. The first is called biological. It is the best, the original, and commonly known as natural. It is the form advocated by all bodybuilding associations, but seldom practiced by the world's best bodybuilders. In fact, there are no natural bodybuilders at the very top of the competitive bodybuilding ladder. The IFBB Mr. Olympia, for example, considered the ultimate bodybuilding title in the world, is a good example of pharmaceutical bodybuilding in all its glory. In this scenario, winning has everything to do with how you play the game. In professional bodybuilding circles, as well as numerous other sports, diuretics, growth hormone, beta blockers, insulin, EPO, amphetamines, steroids, and countless other doping substances are not the exceptions. They are the rule, and so is the multidimensional damage that follows. Biological is a term related to biology, to life, and to the living. Biological bodybuilding denotes a positive, life-giving phenomenon, a form of training that creates and preserves form, function, and health. It does not destroy or take away when practiced correctly. In fact, it adds much more than symmetry, quality muscle, and what can be seen with the naked eye. Natural bodybuilding employs the use of exercise, dietary supplements, and a healthy diet, which enhances immune function and increases resistance to degenerative disease. With each rep, cells are flushed with life-giving oxygen and a bountiful supply of micronutrients. Waste is removed efficiently and quickly. True bodybuilding is an art and a science. The objective is to create a body that is beautiful to behold, resilient, strong, graceful, flexible, lean, and highly functional. Biological bodybuilding embodies the true sport and lifestyle of bodybuilding, which also happens to be the same lifestyle required to achieve optimum health. Optimum health provides us with the insight necessary to define our goals and the motivation required to achieve them. When we are truly well, we are able to adapt to change and stress without significant damage. A healthy person is well nourished and physically fit from the inside out. Natural bodybuilding liberates the soul and strengthens the mind. Its practice is based on the same principles of health and living taught by Hippocrates and Plato. Anyone who lifts weights or who uses their own body as resistance to achieve any degree of muscle tone, strength, or power is engaged in building their body. Call it what you will, body shaping, body sculpting, resistance training, weightlifting, weight training, working out, whatever. If you pump iron, you are bodybuilding to some degree. Competing in the sport of bodybuilding simply takes the same process of training and dieting to the extreme. Biological bodybuilding depends exclusively on nature for support, avoiding any chemicals or toxic substances known to cause damage. Banned substances are avoided by natural athletes for two reasons. First, the rules clearly state they are not permitted, and second, crossing the pharmaceutical line reduces health, and health is what biological bodybuilding is all about. Therefore, the pernicious use of performance-enhancing drugs is deemed unacceptable. The idea is to take your genetic potential to the max using supplements, training, and high-quality food. Health is never compromised for aesthetic value. Rather, aesthetics are altered in response to controlled exercise performed somewhat religiously and always progressively. A natural cause and effect, if you will, facilitated through hard work, smart work, and constant vigilance. Biological bodybuilding provides us with the opportunity to challenge ourselves, to outperform ourselves, and to demonstrate our potential. It's not about looking better than anyone else. It's you on stage in your own world. It's a personal and intimate expression that flows from high self-esteem. The lifestyle encourages wellness and provides a reliable means of extending health span. The other kind of bodybuilding is called pharmaceutical or chemical bodybuilding. It employs the cyclic and compounded use of synthetic substances not found in nature. It's non-functional mere muscle taken to the max without restriction. The purpose is to crank muscle up as high as possible and hope something doesn't give, snap, or blow. But something always does, and this is the problem. Pharmaceutical bodybuilding has a huge downside, which is why anabolic steroids, thyroid hormones, and diuretics are prohibited by natural bodybuilding associations. Not because they work, but because they cause injury, damage, decay, and even death. Pharmaceutical bodybuilding is not about health. It's about enhancement of form beyond what is possible to achieve biologically. It allows a man or woman to surpass their genetic potential and achieve levels of supernatural strength and size. In fact, the outcome of such artificial enhancement combined with heavy resistance training and good genetics is seldom less than astounding, unbelievable, incredible, and utterly amazing. At least that's how those who admire the freaks, as they are called, perceive them. Both forms of bodybuilding require hard work, discipline, dedication, strict dieting, intense training, and unquestionable loyalty to the iron. Competitive bodybuilding requires adherence to a specific set of rules and regulations that are made known to all competitors. Athletes are well versed regarding the use of banned substances and all agree before competing not to use them. Athletes engaged in biological bodybuilding competition are held in check through a mandatory polygraph, urine analysis, and random drug testing throughout the year without notice. That is, of course, provided the natural bodybuilding organization is doing what they are supposed to do to protect the integrity of the sport, such as the International Natural Bodybuilding Association, more commonly known as the INBA. The desire to win at any cost is so strong that some will cheat just to gain temporary victory. Some competitors will forfeit their health for a handshake and a trophy. Some will even risk death. That's how important it is for certain people to win. So, without modern state-of-the-art drug testing detection methods and a compulsory lie detection test, it is relatively easy to use any number of prohibited doping agents and compete without detection. This makes the sport unfair and more difficult for those who are clean and looking for a level playing field. To be successful as a natural biological bodybuilder and to remain well and injury-free for life, we need what the Tin Man, Scarecrow, and the Lion were looking for, namely heart, brains, and courage. Heart is the repository of our deepest and sincerest feelings. It is the firmness of our will to carry out with compassion and kindness what we know is right. The prime directive, as in natural medicine, is do no harm. A functional brain thinks logically and borrows from the intellect to overcome temptation and negative emotions. It acquires knowledge that, when applied rationally, creates a predictable outcome determined in advance through the power of conceptualization. Use of the brain allows us to utilize the science of training and nutrition with precision and understanding. And last but not least, we need to be courageous and brave, brave enough to overcome our innermost fears. This boils down to genuine self-determination and simply being true to ourselves and our own ideals. The opposite of courage is not cowardice, it is conformity. Courage is both a virtue and a state of mind. The road that leads to Oz is filled with many distractions and is difficult to follow. But as the wizard himself said to the cowardly lion, "As for you, my fine friend, you're a victim of disorganized thinking. You are under the unfortunate delusion that simply because you run away from danger, you have no courage. You're confusing courage with wisdom." And now it's time for my ABCs of health and fitness, a simple yet effective technique to emphasize the importance of health by using words that relate to sports nutrition, health, and fitness in a very positive and practical manner. So let's begin. A is for action, the third and final step in my three-step personal plan for success. Without action, nothing gets done. Action completes the sequence. It's what separates the wheat from the chaff. We can dream and think till the cows come home, but in the final analysis, the work has to be done. We have to do, but of course, we have to know exactly what we're doing and why, because it's part of our plan, conceived by thought and justified by reason. B is for blessings. Start counting them right now. Be thankful for everything you have and appreciate even the smallest of things. Be thankful if your body is well and whole and works. Look around you and think how good we have it in this day and age. And remember, no matter how bad it is, it can always be worse. C is for clarity. Clarity of vision, clarity of purpose, and clarity of plan. Step one in my three-step personal plan for success. To accomplish anything in life worthwhile, we must be absolutely clear about what we want and why. When we are clear, no one can intimidate us, no one can scare us, and no one can change us. We are unstoppable, like a massive freight train flying down the track at lightning speed. When we are clear, we don't need confirmation from anyone, because we are on a mission driven from within, from pure desire. D is for discipline. To get anything done means we have to put up with the least enjoyable part of the job. Maybe it's accounting, or sweeping the floor, or getting to the gym, but discipline is crucial. We expect it from our children, and we use it to train our animals. Do you think we are any different? Sometimes discipline means reframing from having a good time the night before an important meeting so we can be at our best, or sometimes it's as simple as delaying gratification in the moment, like not eating butter tarts when tempted because they're loaded with everything we know we shouldn't eat. E is for exercise, that strange behavior shunned by the world but embraced by those who understand what it takes to be really well. Exercise is planned, structured, and calculated. It is progressive and designed with detail. Its purpose is to create and maintain excellent physical fitness, one of the greatest weapons we have against fatigue, weakness, and disease. F is for food, fresh, whole, organic food, the stuff that humans evolved from, the good stuff. Real whole food comes from nature, not a can or carton wrapped in plastic. We derive the elements we need to rebuild ourselves and replace dying cells from the food we eat. Where else do you think our resources come from? Have the courage not to conform to the masses when it comes to the food you carefully select. Take pride in the quality of the food you buy and eat. Think of it as the world's best investment. You are, after all, prime real estate. G is for growth. Growth of mind, growth of spirit, and growth of muscle. Remember, if you're not growing, you're shrinking. The catabolic forces of life are real and affect everyone constantly. If you are not consciously maintaining an anabolic flux through training to preserve lean mass as you age, then gravity, oxidation, and entropy will take it from you slowly but surely, guaranteed. And don't take it personally. We're all trapped on the same planet and subject to the same natural forces. But we can take them on with a positive attitude and resist them with strength and vitality. H is for health. Good health, the ultimate state to strive for, achieve, and maintain. Health is a state of mind and body, but it comes from the inside, so check your thoughts. To be well, we have to think, eat, and live wellness. Where do you get your mental protein from? What are you reading? Who are you listening to? Optimum health is its own reward, especially as we age through the continuum of time. Health is a four-letter word spelled W-O-R-K. Health is wealth. Which would you prefer? To have less money and more health, or more money and less health? Health is really a balance of the two. I is for intensity, perhaps the most important component of exercise, but it must be controlled. Without intensity, there is zero growth hormone release in the gym, the hormone that keeps us young, lean, and strong. Intensity relates to how hard you push or pull, not how long. The smart trainer understands that weight training should be intense but brief. Without intensity, you'll never reach your potential. J is for journey, or what I call the journey of self-discovery. The more we know about ourselves, how we function and interact biologically with our environment, the better. Self-awareness is power over ignorance. As we journey through time and space, we need to collect data on who we are, where we came from, and what makes us tick. The more we know about ourselves, the less dependent we will be on the medical machine. K is for knowledge, which must be acquired through education and applied with diligence and wisdom. Knowledge is useless without application, but when applied correctly, makes us a force to be reckoned with. Knowledge fulfills the requirement for step two of my three-step personal plan for success. When you know what you want, you have to find out how to get it. After this step, you take action. L is for law, the law of nature, the law of health, and the law of life. Respect the law, and you have half a chance. Deny the law, and your suffering will be great. No one can plead ignorance before the law. We are all charged with knowing the rules of the game. No one is above the law. M is for motivation, the ultimate key for achievement. Motivation is a function of incentive born out of necessity and desire. It is fueled by enthusiasm, driven by passion, governed by positive emotion, compelled by logic, and sustained by clarity of vision. N is for nature. Nature in all her glory, beauty, and majesty. To command her, we must obey and respect her. Whenever man comes up with a better mousetrap, nature immediately comes up with a better mouse. For a successful technology, reality must take precedence over public relations, for nature cannot be fooled. The law of nature is the strictest expression of necessity. O is for original. Let your thoughts and thinking be original. Step out of the box and exercise your imagination and free will. Challenge mediocrity, rise above the petty, and express your individuality. Anything original is unique. P is for peace, peace of mind, and peace on earth. Look deep into yourself and bring the struggle and war you wage to an end. A man or woman of peace is a person of power and untold wealth. Become a peaceful warrior. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Q is for quality, and what is more important than that? Quality is everything. Quality is essential. Quality comes first, and quality counts. Quality is where you start. Always choose quality over quantity. R is for research, spending time in the books, sitting for hours in front of your computer, and doing what's required to acquire knowledge and understanding on whatever topic you have an interest in. Research implies a systematic investigation to establish facts. It means studying something thoroughly in a detailed, accurate manner. S is for science, the search for truth. True science is objective and not skewed by political or corporate corruption. Science is the observation, identification, description, experimental investigation, and theoretical explanation of phenomenon. T is for think, or what Emerson said was the most difficult thing for men to do. Albert Schweitzer said that the problem with men is that they simply don't think. I think, therefore I am, and what is greater than the great I am? Free thinking is virtuous. U is for up. What's up? Up, up, and away. And keep your head up and your eyes open. Up is where we need to be, not down. Focus on the positive, not the gloom and doom. Up is high. Up is not low. Up is out of bed. Up is moving forward. Up is where we need to be to get the job done. V is for victory. A man with self-control has victory over his greatest enemy. There is no healing without cleansing, no victory without battle. Victory is more than defeat of an enemy or opponent. It is success in our struggle against difficulties or any obstacle. W is for water, the universal solvent that cleanses, heals, and washes away our impurities. When reduced to our most simple biological state, we are nothing more than a hairy bag of salty water. Water flows through us without opposition when all is well. Water is the essence and wellspring of life. X is for X marks the spot, the place where your treasure lies buried. Ask a man where his treasure is, and he will reveal his heart, his innermost desire. Make sure the map you have for life is true, or the X that marks the spot might not be what you think it is. Y is for you and yourself, as in be true to yourself, meaning living a life that mirrors how you really think and feel. Being true to yourself can be the most difficult challenge in the world. It means letting go and trusting in doing what's right. To be true to yourself means being your own man or woman. It also means being honest. It means you don't need anyone's approval. And Z is for zeal. Zeal for life, zeal for training, and zeal for fun and adventure. Life is for the living, and living is where it's at. So get charged up. Grab the bull by the horns. Saddle your own horse and blaze your own trail. Make every moment count. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, And here's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Without ambition, one starts nothing. Without work, one finishes nothing. The prize will not be sent to you. You have to win it. The man who knows how will always have a job. The man who also knows why will always be his boss. As to methods, there may be a million and then some, but principles are few. The man who grasps principles can successfully select his own methods. The man who tries methods, ignoring principles, is sure to have trouble.